take action to protect your savings from inflation. How? By diversifying your current retirement funds into a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. To see how it works, simply text the word PROTECT to 989898 and Birch Gold will send you a free info kit on gold IRAs. This 20-page guide will answer all your questions about using gold in your retirement account. This is the best way to stop your purchasing power from being stolen by Democrats like Joe Biden. So text PROTECT to the number 989898. That's PROTECT to 989898 to get your free info kit on gold. There's no obligation or purchase required.
No decision yet from a judge in Georgia on releasing a special grand jury report about possible election interference by former President Trump.
Fulton County Superior Court Chief Judge Robert McBurney listened to arguments on both sides. The county's chief senior DA, Donald Wakefield, argued to the judge the only person who needs to see it
is you as a supervising judge, except in this case, where it was also the district attorney.
Because the DA must determine if those findings can be shared. Thomas Clyde, who has argued for media access to the report, says it should be released now, adding there's no more veil of secrecy.
That special purpose grand jury has issued a report, and the jurors themselves have asked for it to be published.
Judge McBurney says he will give notice before any decision.
Fox's Grinnell Scott, that grand jury making recommendations to a prosecutor in Atlanta. An apology and an excuse at a Senate hearing on the ticket industry.
While Taylor Swift fans outside the Capitol haven't shaken off their anger towards Ticketmaster, inside Live Nation President Joe Berchtold tells the Senate Judiciary Committee that a surge in bot attacks led to issues with ticketing for an upcoming tour.
The attack requires to slow down and even pause our sales.
Berchtold says that all-in pricing, which includes taxes and fees, is a way to make the industry more competitive. Meanwhile, SeatGeek CEO Jack Gretzinger says Live Nation has too much control.
This power over the entire live entertainment industry allows Live Nation to maintain its monopolistic influence over the primary ticketing market.
He believes Congress should break up the 2010 merger between Live Nation and Ticketmaster.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz in Washington. On the witness stand for a third day in federal court, Elon Musk accused in a class action lawsuit of misleading Tesla investors with a tweet. He says he had no ill motive. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Ice fishing is great winter fun, if you're prepared. Now, before you make your fishing hole in the ice, make Frontier Outfitters your first stop for everything you need to limit out. Rods to tackle, to ice tents, and ice augers. And Frontier Outfitters has the right winter clothing to keep you toasty, warm, and dry. Not to mention your license, guns, ammo, and a wide variety of snowshoes. Your next outdoor adventure is waiting for you. It begins at Frontier Outfitters for your Alaskan lifestyle.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's website and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah, it sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Race season is here. The Yukon Quest takes off Saturday, February 4th at 11 a.m. at the Morris Thompson Cultural and Visitor Center. The Yukon Quest with an 80-mile, 300-mile, and a 550-mile race that will test the Musher and the Amazing Dog teams. If you would like to help support one of the greatest sled dog races in the world, stop in at the headquarters at 550 First Avenue to fill out a volunteer form or head to our website at yukonquestalaska.com. That's yukonquestalaska.com.
Before I was adopted, I felt alone.
After spending years in foster care, Lexi worried that she and her brother were too old to be adopted. Thankfully, the siblings were adopted, with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I love teenagers. To see how brave Lexi was and how she opened herself up to being in a family, all of a sudden, she's holding my hand and calling me mom. It was really special.
Every child, no matter their age, deserves to grow up in a safe, permanent home.
Children at every age experience challenges. Teenagers are more complex than young children, but in the best ways.
You're never too old for family. Learn how you can help children still waiting to be adopted from foster care at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs. Starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30. Brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company. And then Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon. Followed by the Combos Outdoor Show at 12:30. And later, it's Fairbanks Foodies at 5:30 p.m. All shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio.
It seems like everything comes with a cost nowadays. Streaming platforms, music platforms, cable TV, newspaper, you name it, you pay for it. Except for one, local radio. After more than 100 years, it's still absolutely free. Thanks to local businesses, restaurants, car shops, and retail stores. Find out what's happening over the weekend, where the sales are, the concerts, games, and fun local events. With local radio, you don't miss a thing. We are Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
The following interviews and commentaries are for entertainment only. The views and opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Problems, problems, problems all day long. Will my problems work out?
Yes, indeed. It is Problem Corner, and it is, let's see here, Tuesday. And, you know, that's like the theme song for the day. Problems, problems, problems. Perry Wally filling in for David Pruse, who, well, just got a text and says, well, I'm stuck in jury duty, and he's in grand jury duty. So I knew he had it all week, but he didn't think he was going to be there today. And so he, you know, last minute, 5 minutes, I said, hey, can you come in, Perry, and run the board? So here I am. And today we are talking about the Fairbanks Inaugural Prayer Breakfast, the governor's. And we have two guests, actually, today in the studio. And I hope I don't botch this. Althea, I've been practicing this, and I got it right. Althea St. Martin, of course, you were with years ago, you were with Murkowski's office. Mm-hmm. And so we have you here to discuss the inaugural prayer breakfast, which is happening on, it's coming up in a couple days, January 28th at the Westmark Hotel. And also on the line, we also have, ex-mayor Jim Matherly, who's actually a special assistant to the governor. And I'm just going to double check to see if I have you there. Jim, are you there?
I'm here, Perry. Hello. Hi, Althea.
Hi, Jim.
All right, so I do have you. So I'm working the buttons correctly. I'm dusting the dust off my hands because it's been a while since I've run the board. So I guess we'll start with you, Althea, and give us the rundown of the actual inaugural prayer breakfast.
All right. Well, actually, there's only three inaugural events that are held in all of Alaska, and Fairbanks gets to be one of them this year. There's also one in Juneau and one in Anchorage. The one in Fairbanks here is a prayer breakfast, and it is going to be held at the Westmark in the Gold Room, and it'll be at 8:30 on Saturday, the 28th. We're going to have several gospel singers. There's going to be music. There's going to be entertainment, but the governor and the lieutenant governor will be here, and they will be giving their vision for the next year. So it should be very, very encouraging. Now, this one is put on, all the inaugural events are put on by a nonprofit. So this is not politics. This corporate people can come. There's none of the restrictions that there is if this was a political event. So the nonprofit is the Alaska Inaugural Committee. So they're the ones that receive all of the profits and handle all the money on this. But that does allow both personal checks and corporate checks then. So businesses can participate in this as well. And what we've done with the program itself is we really wanted to show what a diverse community we are. And so we've got students from the high schools, students from the university. We have minorities. We have the Native community is going to be doing some songs. We have some gospel singers that are going to be singing. Wow. And so we really hope that we've reached out to a wider specter of the community to celebrate this.
And so you said there's only three of these events inside the state, and Fairbanks being one of them, Anchorage, I'm assuming. And,
yes.
And then Juneau.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so this is happening. It's coming up on January 28th. Now, who's the person that actually puts all this together? To you just mentioned all these, you know, these community people, the gospel singers, and who's in charge of the program?
In this community, it's absolutely marvelous to be able to do community events because there are so many people that are volunteering, that are good-hearted, that have great skills. So we've just got a small committee that has worked all of the details.
And we'll see if it goes off without a hitch.
Oh, we know it's going to. Well, it's Fairbanks.
And so how many people do you expect?
About 250.
250. And I'm looking at the flyer because I knew this was coming, but, you know, my busy schedule, I didn't have it. So do you have to RSVP to this or no?
Yes, you do have to RSVP. Okay. You can buy tickets at DunlevyEvents.com.
DunlevyEvents.com. It's the inauguration. Well, it says 2022. Technically in 20. What's the 2022? But 23.
It's the 2022 election.
Exactly.
I've questioned that many times, and they say, no, he was elected then. This is just the celebration.
Well, we also have on the line is Jim Matherly. He's the special assistant to the governor. Hopefully I got that title correct.
Well, I can correct you politely, Perry. And by the way, good morning and welcome. And yeah, go to DunlevyEvents.com because the prayer breakfast this Saturday is going to be excellent. I've been to prior, inaugural events. I know you have, Perry. I know that Althea has, too. It's going to be fun. No, my official title is Regional Director for the Interior for the Dunleavy Administration. After I left the city and I had the campaign and I ran for state senate, I really enjoyed the running of it. And after the elections were done, the administration reached out to me and asked me if I wouldn't mind working for them. Of course, I jumped at the chance, and they said, immerse yourself in Fairbanks. I said, well, that's going to be tough. I've never been immersed before, but the adjustment has been an interesting one because I was a decision maker. And now I'm not a decision maker, really. It's my job to be the eyes and the ears for the governor here in the interior, update him and his administration on stuff that's important in the interior, go to meetings, be a presence for him, be a presence for the administration. And I'm just really honored to have been asked, Perry. And so far, it's just been a tremendous amount of fun to report back to him stuff that's important in the interior. So I really appreciated the offer and the trust that he had in me.
Well, that's a pretty cool rundown there. And so I tell you what, before we get in depth, Jim, about what's actually going to transpire during the breakfast and all that, we're going to take our first quick break because that's coming up. We got to pay the bills, and we're going to go from there. How's that sound?
Wonderful.
All right.
KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
When friends and family gather, it's time to lift each other up with delicious food and beverage from Tommy G's Meat and Sausage. All their beef is certified Angus beef, making it truly the best of the best. They pride themselves on superior quality, service, and consistency. Whether it's their cowboy cut ribeyes, lamb shanks, or even their ground chuck, you know you're getting the very best in Alaska because there is no other place like this in Alaska. Stop by Tommy G's Meat and Sausage today, 3290 Pegger Road. It's no longer dinner with friends and family. It's an experience.
Drive with confidence through Alaska's tough year-round driving conditions. Snow and ice, water and gravel, on or off-road. Choose the tire that's as tough as Alaska. The Bridgestone Dueler AT Revo 3 from GCR Tires and Service. For your light truck, SUV, and CUV, ride the Bridgestone AT Revo 3. AT Revo 3 delivers a dominating off-road performance and a quietly civilized ride on the road. Buy yours at GCR Tires and Service, the Tire Guys. Taming the Alaskan Road, Van Horn at Cushman.
Freeze your fat away without surgery or downtime with Cool Sculpting, an FDA-approved non-surgical cool way to treat muffin top, belly fat, bra, leg, and chin fat. The only Cool Sculpting in Interior Alaska is Solstice Medicine and Wellness. From your chin to your legs, don't just fight the fat, freeze it. Cool Sculpting makes fitting into your favorite fashions an attainable goal. You owe it to yourself to look your best. Call for your free consultation. Call Solstice Medicine and Wellness, 907-456-6334, 907-456-6334. 6334.
Are you looking for ways to market your nonprofit? Maybe you have grant money to use and you aren't sure where you'll get the most for your money. Transit bus advertising is an excellent opportunity for you. Your message will be seen throughout the Fairbanks North Star Borough. Transit bus advertising is very affordable, and Fairbanks Transit Advertising offers special rates for nonprofits. Find out more about Fairbanks Transit Advertising. Call 907-328-6400. Or email transit at fbxradio.com.
There's a time and a place for something delicious and a bit healthier. The time is lunch, and the place is Brewster's. They have beautiful salads such as the blackened chicken salad, the grilled salmon salad, and the apple walnut salad. But Brewster's knows you also want a burger sometimes, and that's why they have a salmon burger and the Brewster's Garden Burger. Now you know the time and the place. Lunchtime at Brewster's.
Great food, great Alaskan spirits. That's Brewster's.
There's also a time for one of Brewster's famous shakes with Oreo crumbles, and that time is now.
Weather brought to you by Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing, offering 24-hour service from Salcha to Nanana, and no mileage charge on callouts. The Bigfoot with the helping hand. Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing.
KFAR Weather.
A winter weather advisory continues until noon today. Chance of snow today, otherwise overcast. High of 1 below, winds out of the northeast, around 5 miles per hour. Chance of snow tonight, lows around 4 below, cloudy skies. Chance of snow tomorrow, 11. A dusting of snow today. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
And welcome back to the Tuesday edition of Problem Corner. Perry Wally filling in for David Prues, who is currently on grand, not jury duty, so he's stuck for a week at least, you know, a grand jury duty. I'm joined in the studio by Althea St. Martin, and also on the phone, we have Jen Matherly. Now, I hope I don't botch this one, Jim. Now, you said you were the regional director, and you corrected me there because I said special assistant, but regional director for the governor's office, correct?
Yeah, there's actually three regional direct four in the state of Alaska. There's one in the Matsu. His name is Todd. There's one in Anchorage named Dave. In the Kenai Peninsula area is Jill, and then I'm the guy for the middle for the regional directors for the governor.
Gotcha. So obviously the state of Alaska was last night. Do you want to maybe cover a little bit of that?
Yeah, you know, I watched the state of the state address. There's some coverage about it in the News Miner today and ADN. I find myself monitoring, you know, statewide newspapers more than I had before. And when you give a state of the state address, it's really important to focus on challenges and successes and where you've been and where you want to go. And the governor did just that. And I think the most important thing, at least the thing that really touched my heart the most, besides the fiscal stuff that we always hear, you know, Perry, which is, you know, important, obviously, and resource development. But when he talked about fentanyl, that's an amazing thing. And I don't mean amazing good. I mean, you understand what I mean.
Yes.
In the newspaper, Sandy Snodgrass was in town last week, and she was there to talk about her son, Bruce, who she lost to fentanyl poisoning. And we heard from, you know, the local law enforcement, and the governor touched on that. And he is just so concerned for Alaskan youth and Alaskans in general, because you may knowingly or unknowingly take a small bit. And if you do, it could kill you instantly. And when I say instantly, I'm not exaggerating. It's the truth.
Yes.
So when he touched about life, and of course that was the theme of a lot of his message last night, was life. Life for Alaskans, life for the youth of Alaska. Life is precious. The fentanyl poisoning is real. It's ravaging, you know, people in our state as well as other states too. So he promised a crackdown on people that poison Alaskans. And that's what we're talking about here, in my opinion, Perry. It's poisoning. So he touched on, you know, everything from the PFD to resource development, to the Biden administration's, you know, locking up of Alaska. You know, that's a pretty familiar message that we've heard in prior administrations as well. And there's a good synopsis of it in the newspaper today. You can also go online, the Alaska Legislative website, and replay that if you'd like to hear it more. He also acknowledged his wife, Rose, who was a wonderful first lady. And then he had many guests that he also introduced.
All right. And, so, and you know, going back to that, the fentanyl issue there, and, you know, that sort of, you know, people in Alaska, and you say, well, it's not really flowing up here to Alaska, but it actually is. I mean,
it's 100% flowing here.
Oh yeah, and then you know it's you know when a lot of crazy things going on in the world, a lot of news, and then you get a story that you know they make a bust and they find all this fentanyl, and you're like, wow, it's really here.
It's a great. There was enough in a bust that Alaska did recently to kill every citizen in the state.
Yep.
And again, I'm not exaggerating. It's and they supplement other drugs with it, and you'll never know. And that's why the theme of much of what he said last night to me was life, Alaskans' lives, children's lives. I'm sure you'll hear him touch on part of that at the prayer breakfast because we pray for life. We pray for our state. We pray for our leaders. So the fentanyl and the message for that was very strong for me. And I have a family member very close or in that lifestyle. I've shared that story with you before, Perry, and you know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. And she's still battling that life. I just have to hope she doesn't get any fentanyl. You know what I mean? So it's something that all Alaskans should get behind because drugs don't discriminate at all.
Well said. So now turning towards the actual inaugural prayer breakfast, you know, what can we expect? You know, to hear from the governor, the lieutenant governor, and I'm assuming other speakers.
Yeah, we'll have a few other speakers, but they're basically going to be doing, you know, a prayer. They're going to be doing some singing, some gospel singing. So there's going to be a lot of variety, but the governor and the lieutenant governor are definitely the main speakers.
Gotcha. And do you have any insight on that, Mr. Madley?
You know, I haven't seen the actual script yet for what he will say. Because of the State of the State address, it's purely speculation that he'll touch on some of that, and he might. You know, that's the thing about the governor. You know, when you're in leadership, you can, you know, adjust things all the way up until, you know, just like I did when I worked for the city. But I would imagine he's going to talk about the future of Alaska and what prayer does for our state. You know, he does talk about prayer. So that's what I imagine would happen. I think Althea would probably agree with me on that.
Yeah, definitely. Probably he's going to speak on energy, too.
Yep, energy, and you know, especially the new session. You know, the House and the Senate got together pretty quickly mm-hmm. on their leadership roles, which I thought was great. Althea, I know you saw it, too. And so his message last night was one of unity for both sides of the legislature to work together. I'm sure he'll touch on that.
All right. And then, so this is coming up here in January 28th, is a few days. Westmark, it's at the Gold Room. And you still can reserve tickets, from what I understand, mm-hmm. Elsa. So you said about how many tickets are sold to this event right now?
We've probably got close to 200 already sold.
Close to 200. You said mm-hmm. it could hold, what, 350?
Yeah, we'll probably, I would guess 250 is going to be where we'll top off at.
Gotcha. And mm-hmm. so you can go to dunlevyevents.com and you can reserve your tickets there. And I'm assuming that it's an e-ticket. So, yeah, you're in, right?
Yep. We'll have a list and check you off when you come in.
All right. On that note, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back. We got Fox News. We got your weather and we got to pay a few bills. 96. I almost said 96.9 The River. You know why? I have to tell you this because I'm on that radio station, which is our sister station. And you know, it's been a while since I've been in KFAR. It is absolute just habits.
So. As long as you keep it in the family. You know?
Right. We'll be right back. More Problem Corner on the way. 96. There you go again. 96.9. Now it's KFAR 660 AM, 97.5 FM. Oh, my Lord. We'll be right back.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. A search of former Vice President Mike Pence's Indiana home turned up a small number of potentially classified documents that were then collected by the FBI, according to a letter from his attorneys.
After Pence's team notified the National Archives of the discovery last week, following revelations of classified material at the home in a former office of President Biden, Pence directed his attorneys to review records stored in his home in the office of his political advocacy group.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. Investigators say they have a possible motive in yesterday's shootings in Half Moon Bay, California, that left seven dead.
All of the evidence we have points to this being the instance of workplace violence.
San Mateo County Sheriff Christina Corpus says the suspect drove to a sheriff's substation yesterday afternoon to turn himself in after the shootings. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy told lawmakers late Monday he wants to work with them to make Alaska the most pro-life state in the country, with policies supporting families and making the state an affordable and desirable place to live. Kids are a blessing and they shouldn't be viewed as a burden, but we all have to accept that raising a family today is more challenging than when many of us were growing up, the Republican told a joint session of the legislature during the first State of the State speech of his second term. He cited inflation and housing, food and energy costs, which he said were making people think twice about growing their family or even starting one. He said if policymakers are successful, they will enact policies reducing the cost of living, addressing health care options, and helping create jobs with wages that can support families. Dunleavy said lawmakers have a chance this session to change the course of Alaska's history. He urged action on a range of initiatives, including legislation aimed at crime and public health, and efforts to promote the state, which he called a resource powerhouse.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's website and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah, it sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
It seems like everything comes with a cost nowadays. Streaming platforms, music platforms, cable TV, newspaper, you name it, you pay for it. Except for one, local radio. After more than 100 years, it's still absolutely free. Thanks to local businesses, restaurants, car shops, and retail stores. Find out what's happening over the weekend, where the sales are, the concerts, games, and fun local events. With local radio, you don't miss a thing. We are Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Be prepared for the next winter power outage with your Honda generator from The Woodway. Keep your lights on as you back up your home's boiler and freezer. Honda generators are so dependable, so quiet, not to mention easy to use. Overcome winter's unpredictability with Honda generator dependability. Stop into The Woodway on College Road. Choose the Honda generator that's right for you and your household. The Woodway is your premier Honda servicing dealership. Power through winter the Alaskan way, the right way, The Woodway.
At Batteries Plus, we power family road trips. We power bedtime stories. We power our local hospitals. We power connections with friends. We do more than replace batteries and fix phones and tablets. We help our neighbors power their lives. How powerful is that? Visit Batteries Plus in store, curbside, and online for fast and reliable phone and tablet repair. Learn more at batteriesplus.com.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
And welcome back to Problem Corner on this Tuesday. Perry Wally filling in for a David Bruce, who is on jury duty. So this is a little bit unexpected. Got thrown in here. You know, it's been a while since I've been on KFAR. They don't allow me in here. And so, I keep throwing out the old call letters, or the call letters of our sister station, which I am on. I'll give it a plug there, the River 96.9, the River. So I'm joined in the studio with Althea St. Martin. Actually, we were talking off the air, and I didn't realize that you're the Althea that was with that served for both Murkowskis.
That's correct. Yes,
that is correct. Mm-hmm. So you served with Frank for 3 years or
two? Yes,
3 years, and then Lisa when she took over, that's pretty interesting history there.
It was very interesting. Their lifestyle or their leadership styles are very different, and I think that Lisa is doing just an absolutely phenomenal job.
Right on. And so today we're talking about the Fairbanks inaugural prayer breakfast. Also, we have on the line is Jim Matherly, the regional director of the governor's office. One of three. So I'm taking notes, Jim, if you notice that.
Good. Because you're going to have me on your show in the future. So you better have this down there.
Yeah. So, this is happening on January 28th at the Westmark Hotel Goldrum. You know, it's funny. We were in break there and, we had an Alaska News Minute sort of covering what the governor did touch on the state of the state yesterday. And maybe you can expound on, working towards, a pro-life state. And one of the things that touched me is, which I think it's very important, because when you live in a day-to-day and you're dealing with cost all the time, is, affordable state, make this an affordable state to live. We already had a high cost already. And then you, add the inflation on top of it, and it made it worse. I mean, I'm trying to help a friend right now, find a place to rent. And if you look at all the rent prices, I mean, you're looking like, man, that's just insane. And so, Jim, obviously the governor knows it's there. Can you touch on how he's going to address that?
Well, he has an open door. And what he does, he reaches out to people and asks experts. When I was asked to join his team, what I think made me a better mayor when I was serving for the city of Fairbanks was talking to the folks that knew more than I did. And so there's people closer to it than the governor. So his team is just excellent at reaching out and calling, and that's one of the jobs I have as a regional director, as the other three in the state, to go right to the sources to give him the good, strong information that he needs to do the research. Because when you're running a state, you can't watch everything all at once. So what he touched on last night all centered around family for me. I mean, he did touch on, other things. Recently he was talking about, I'm having a brain seizure on the stuff out of the ground. Help me with that.
Natural gas, oil.
The carbon sequestration, which I'm learning more about, by the way, so I'm not an expert on carbon sequestration. But he's thinking outside the box to make it a better state for all of us to live. And it comes down to prices. It comes down to, shipping things costs a lot of money. Why not do it locally in the state? Why not develop our resources? I think that was part of his messaging, and so he flies the flag of Alaska very proudly. But a lot of last night centered around life and family and raising your kids and being able to afford to stay so no one has to leave. Althea mentioned working for Frank and for Lisa. Frank was one of my dad's very best friends, and my first job in the banking industry was working with Frank, and I talked to him last summer. He and Nancy are doing really well, and he took me aside and still had ideas for Alaska. Mm-hmm. He never stops thinking about the state that he loves. And I think that's what the governor was trying to say. was that he's got work to do his next 4 years. He's going to unite the House and the Senate to get the work done. And you have to do it together. I mean, Perry, I serve you dealing with the city council. I know where your heart is. And even though we may have disagreed or the council, we always came together.
Yeah.
You know, Anchorage Assembly is an example of what not to do in many ways, just because you're fighting all the time. No, I respect what they're doing. You know, they're trying to help their city, but there's ways to go about it and ways to be respectful to one another. And that was the governor's message last night. Working together, solving the problems, helping Alaskans, valuing life, keeping people here, and creating jobs and wealth for our state.
Man, I like the message. I do like the message. And you know, touching base on you know, what you just said of, you know, working together and all that, you know, I did serve with you on the council. And, you know, we disagreed sometimes. You know, most of the time we did agree, though. I mean, come on, Jim. And then so basically, and, you know, then serving on the North Pole City Council, same thing there. I mean, you do find yourself in disagreement. But when you come together on important issues, I think it's good for the community.
There's no other way to do it. There's absolutely no other way to do it. If you're immovable in every sense of the word, you're going to have a hard time being elected person to represent masses of people. You have to be able to be movable to a certain extent, but not your entire thing. And you can't live on all or nothing, because sometimes it isn't all or nothing. Sometimes you have to give a little. And Althea knows what I'm talking about. Don't you agree, mm-hmm. Althea?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Yep. That's Saturday.
Saturday
morning. And mm-hmm. I'm a busy man, and so I can barely keep my calendar. I got to put everything on my calendar, because it's like I'll forget. I have to get the messages and, you know, the ring chimes and everything like that. January 28th, this Saturday, it is the Fairbanks Inaugural Prayer Breakfast, inauguration 2022. It's actually happening in 23, but it's for the 2022 election. Now, we were talking, Althea. You know, I don't want to botch your name, because I kept saying Ethia, but now it's Althea. And we talked about the past prayer breakfast for the governor, 4 years ago. And mm-hmm. that was, where was that at again?
That one was at the Carlson Center. And that one wasn't a prayer breakfast. That was a family event.
Gotcha.
So we had all sorts of activities for kids and, again, just bringing the community together.
Right on. And so this year, a little different. And mm-hmm. It's at the Westmark Hotel, 8:30. You can get your tickets at dunlevyevents.com. And mm-hmm. We're going to take another quick break, and we'll be right back. And for the last about 10 minutes, and we'll have Jim Matherly and Althea St. Martin.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Tune in to Shooter's Corner, your source for news and conversation regarding guns, local events, and your Second Amendment rights, with your host, Laura Berkowitz. Sponsored in part by Auto Trim Design, an Alaskan company offering products that help you get the most out of your car or truck. Moose lights, auto starts, bug shields, spray-on bed liners, signs, graphics, and more. Visit Auto Trim Design and listen in every Thursday morning at 11 to Shooter's Corner, right here on KFAR Radio.
Don't miss Fairbanks Foodies every Saturday at 5:30 on KFAR Radio with your host, David Pruse, discussing everything food in Fairbanks, from awesome recipes to all of your favorite local restaurants. Brought to you by Bobby's Downtown, Quality Food Sales, Hoodoo Brewery, and the Fairbanks Community Food Bank. Don't miss Fairbanks Foodies, and go to the archives page of KFARradio.com to listen to any past episodes. Fairbanks Foodies, Saturdays at 5:30 on KFAR Radio and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
We're talking men's health with Dr. Tony Nima from Fairbanks Urology. Why do men have to keep getting up all night to go to the bathroom?
When it comes to urinating, two things are important: the bladder and the prostate. Most men over 50 have prostate issues that are making them go to the bathroom very frequently. We offer non-invasive treatments for this issue that can help men significantly.
Find out more about men's health with Dr. Tony Nima and Fairbanks Urology, now in their beautiful new location, along with Fairbanks Clinic at the corner of Cushman and Gaffney.
We mean cars.
That's right. We need up to 150 quality used vehicles to fill our lots, and we'll pay you top dollar. Why trade that clean used car to a dealer or go through the hassle of selling it yourself? Just stop into Affordable Used Cars. You'll get a quick 10-minute appraisal on your vehicle. It's that easy. Plus, at Affordable Used Cars, our sales staff will make sure you always get a hassle-free experience. Remember, nobody beats an affordable deal. Nobody.
For more than 40 years, the Fairbanks Ear, Nose, and Throat Clinic has taken care of the Fairbanks community. From the thousands of patients cared for by our team of medical professionals to the nonprofits and community programs we support and sponsor, we want to make Fairbanks the best it can be. We're open and ready to serve you right now for any ailments of the head, neck, ear, sinus, or throat. To book an appointment or to find out more, you can log on to FairbanksENT.com or call 456-7768. Fairbanks Ear, Nose, and Throat Clinic. Building community. Helping people. Changing lives.
Hi, this is Dr. Amy Seiberlich here to tell you about Health Talk. Every Saturday at noon, join Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical and special guests like me who have our fingers on the pulse of Fairbanks Golden Heart. Learn about a wide range of topics and pick up some beneficial health tips and practical health information pertinent to interior Alaskans. Listen live every Saturday at noon or online anytime at kfarradio.com. Health Talk with Dr. Looper, brought to you by White Spruce Medical. Check us out at whitesprucemedical.com.
Weather brought to you by Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing, offering 24-hour service from Salcha to Nanana and no mileage charge on callouts. The Bigfoot with the helping hand. Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing.
KFAR Weather.
A winter weather advisory continues until noon today. Overcast today with snow likely. High of 1. North winds around 5 miles per hour. Chance of snow again tonight, 1 below. Chance for snow tomorrow, 10 above. 2 to 4 inches of snow today through tomorrow night. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM, 660 AM.
Well, we're back with Problem Corner on this Tuesday edition. Perry Wally filling in for David Pruse. In the studio, we have Althea St. Martin, and on the phone, we have Jim Matherly, the regional director for the governor's office. And we are talking. We have a few more minutes. We have about roughly about 10 more minutes to sort of wrap things up for the Fairbanks inaugural prayer breakfast, which is happening this Saturday, 8:30 a.m. at the Westmark Hotel, 8:30. And you can still get tickets at DunlevyEvents.com. So, Jim, you still there?
I'm here.
Okay. Yeah. So, you know, I did not catch the State of the State last night. Busy, you know, kids, you know how that goes, Jim. But, and you had touched base on, and I'm sitting here and I was talking to Althea off the air, and I'm like, I sort of feel like an idiot here because what is carbon sequestry? Is that what that is?
Well, carbon sequestration is one way to maybe make some income and to help protect some land that maybe you don't want to develop. I'm working with the administration to get a good PowerPoint on it with some really good, you know, talking points, because one thing I don't want to do is give misinformation. There's a good synopsis of it at the State of Alaska website, and I'll even post something too. I have a pretty active Facebook page, and there's been a couple of articles. But if you just Google the words carbon sequestration, it's not a new concept. It will be new to our state because of the amount of forest that we have and yards. So you might take a look at it, but it's one way to help eliminate some of the carbon and get money out of doing that. So it can help serve the planet as well as help the state financially. You know, again, it's just another way to think outside the box for income for our state. You can't get much more forestry than the state of Alaska. So why not work alongside with that idea?
And you mentioned there an income for the state of Alaska, and I know, you know, I'm not a big proponent of this, and I don't know, you know, I know that you know, there was legislation introduced, but I mean, you talk about the lotteries that are going across, and that could be good or bad. Good for the state in the sense of monies derived from that, but bad maybe for, you know, the gambling habits. I mean, what's the position on that? I know that's died a couple years back.
Yeah, you know, I don't know that. That I'm not an expert on. It's not come across my desk. But it was talked about in my prior job, you know, to do a state lottery. But where that is or where it would be, I don't know.
Gotcha. And anything else you want to add, Elfie?
I want to just mention the fact of the theme for all of these inaugural events is North to the Future. Alaska's best days are ahead. And when you talk about this carbon sequestration, when you talk about the hydrogen power that we may be able to be the world leader on, when you look at our military, where we've got the F-35s now, we've got the strongest military in Alaska. So all of the things that we've got ahead of us that we can develop and that we can go on with, it's amazing, but it truly is. Our best days are ahead. I think we should be sitting in a spot that we are so hopeful for the future.
Right on. Anything you want to add, Jim?
Oh, I love that message, Althea. Spoken like a true leader, like she has been over the years. And, you know, I don't want to sound cliche, because when I say things like work together, the best days are ahead, it's absolutely the truth. And it takes leaders to do that, Perry. It takes leaders to, like in your job, when you lead your business into the future, to adapt to change, because change is never going to sit still. And to have a governor especially think in those terms, I'm very proud to work with him on that, work underneath him, and to help spread his message of unity for all of Alaska. This is the best state in the Union. It's we're touted time and time again, especially by our military neighbors, what a great state we have. And we have nowhere to go but forward and nowhere to look more than the future of Alaska. So I hope to see everybody at the event on Saturday. I'll be on hand to help greet people to come in. Governor will be there, Lieutenant Governor Nancy Dahlstrom, and she's a wonderful lady. She'll be there as well.
All right. And thank you for taking time out of your busy day, Jim, to get on the air and let the people know.
You bet. Thank you, Perry. Thank you, Alfie. It's good to see you. We'll talk with you anyway.
All right.
All right. Take
care. All right. We're going to take our last break, and then we'll be right back. We're going to wrap things up, and then we're going to join Fox News at the top of the hour. You're listening to Problem Corner on KFAR 660 AM, 97.5 FM. I got that right.
Wow. Star.
I know. But we'll be right back.
Cars.
It's kind of a squeak, squeak sound.
Yeah, the engine makes a tick, tick, tick noise.
It's got no heat, and it's winter.
It goes bump, bump, bam.
It seems to be leaking something.
Problems we've all had with our cars. So get it to Pearson Auto with their state-of-the-art facility. They'll quickly diagnose the problem and get your rig humming along again. Only from Pearson Auto, off the Rich near North Pole and in West Fairbanks by the airport. Pearson Auto, your dealership alternative.
Hey, why is this light on?
Lawyers often promise superior skills or care when litigating personal injury cases, but today, clients are also looking for value from their lawyer. At Jason Wiener & Associates, we recognize that some cases are easier than others. 33% is not always an equitable fee. We will design a contingency fee retainer that reflects the difficulty of your case. Jason Wiener & Associates will fight for you and help guide you through the personal injury claim process without charging you an arm and a leg. Call 907-452-5196 for a free personal injury consultation today.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org, brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
This is the Sean Hannity Show.
I got to tell you something. There are other internet sites that have more credibility than the mainstream media. And BuzzFeed, all BuzzFeed did was feed the fantasy, the hopes, the inner desires, the dreams, the giddiness of the news media in this country to get Trump. How many times? This is it. We got him. This is it.
Sean Hannity, weekdays on KFAR.
Race season is here. The Yukon Quest takes off Saturday, February 4th at 11 a.m. at the Morris Thompson Cultural and Visitor Center. The Yukon Quest with an 80-mile, 300-mile, and a 550-mile race that will test the musher and the amazing dog teams. If you would like to help support one of the greatest sled dog races in the world, stop in at the headquarters at 550 First Avenue to fill out a volunteer form or head to our website at yukonquestalaska.com. That's yukonquestalaska.com.
We put our lives on the line for our country. We braved the unknown. We did what we were told. And we lit up. Our cigarette packs were as valuable as the packs on our back. Maybe more. At one point, cigarettes were part of our daily ration. Smoke 'em if you got 'em. And boy, we were smoking 'em. Bumming a smoke was the norm. It was an escape from the reality of dirt, sweat, and forgetting how many days you were so far from home. Never had to worry so long as you had a light, and the smoking lamp was lit. If that was you then, get your lungs screened now. Surviving lung cancer starts with a scan. Learn more at screenyourlungs.org. And thank you for your service. This PSA was made possible by industry funding and guidance from lung cancer patient groups.
Yes, Taco Thursday is a thing, and it happens every Thursday at Big Daddy's. Big Daddy's serves up the most amazing chicken tacos with shredded cheese. These chicken tacos are delicious and filling, and you can enjoy them for just $1.50 each every Thursday at Big Daddy's Barbecue. And don't miss out on those sides as well, including fries, okra, baked beans. The menu is full of great ideas and great value. We'll see you for Chicken Taco Thursday at Big Daddy's on Wickersham between 1st and 2nd Avenues, the northernmost Southern Barbecue. Big Daddy's.
Don't miss Fairbanks Foodies every Saturday at 5:30 on KFAR Radio with your host, David Pruse, discussing everything food in Fairbanks, from awesome recipes to all of your favorite local restaurants. Brought to you by Bobby's Downtown, Quality Food Sales, Hoodoo Brewery, and the Fairbanks Community Food Bank. Don't miss Fairbanks Foodies, and go to the archives page of KFARradio.com to listen to any past episodes. Fairbanks Foodies, Saturdays at 5:30 on KFAR Radio and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Welcome back to it, Problem Corner for this Tuesday. Today we are talking the Dunleavy Dahlstrom, Fairbanks Inaugural Prayer Breakfast, which is happening this Saturday. In the studio, we have Althea St. Martin. We did have Jim Madley on the phone, the one of the three regional directors for the governor's office. And so we have a few more minutes, just to, you know, maybe three, and to wrap things up for today. And to get people to come on out, you know, say some prayers, and and come together as a community.
And it's a great opportunity to see the great days are ahead, to hear about the great days ahead. And we're going to kind of kick off the event with one of our superstars of the community, also.
And
Tommy G, our nationally recognized opera singer and meat cutter.
Oh really? So is he going to do a little opera?
He's going to do the national anthem.
Oh, yes. Is he? Oh, man, he's got a great voice, too.
He's got a great voice, and something I didn't recognize is tenors have to warm up their voice quite a bit beforehand. Yes, and so when we told him that it was at 8:30, he's making a special effort to get up early to warm up those tunes before he comes.
Well, that's almost worth it right there to go see.
I think so. I mean, the number of different things that are moving parts in this event are really, really interesting. I mean, I'm very much looking forward to the native singers and the songs that they're going to sing. We've got some really inspiring words, as well as just the governor's message is just going to be so uplifting, because we truly are on the edge of phenomenal things happening here. I mean, at the university, the things that we're doing with space, that we're a leader in the national defense, we're getting nuclear power the first time that's happened. We've got a base here that actually has the only railroad track that goes into it. I mean, we've got so many things going here that people, this time of year in particular, need to see the bright side of things as opposed to the dark side of things.
Exactly. But I'm going to be a little bit uplifting here, because we are gaining over 6 minutes of daylight.
Ain't it great?
I know.
You can actually tell the difference. You know, if you leave town for a week, it's like, holy cow, you come back to a different world.
Well, you know, everything that the governor talked about yesterday, and obviously we'll, you know, obviously, reiterate, you know, come the prayer breakfast. But, you know, our best days are ahead. And, you know, if we think positive about it, you know, we'll see how it all lays out, you know, and in Fairbanks, Anchorage, you know, and, you know, we can all come together. And, you know, I just, with the current administration on the national level, you know, it's sort of, you know.
And we're lucky we don't have that here. I mean, even on this event, we've coordinated with all of the other events. So we're sharing decorations. You're going to do this type of event, we'll do this type of event.
Oh, really?
You're going to do it on this day, we'll do it on a different day. So the whole state has been coordinating on this. And I think that that's just one more of those things that says we are coming together.
And so educate me on this. So this is one of three events that obviously we got Juneau, we got Anchorage. Is this, and I have not been keeping up with all the things that are going on. So is this the first of three or second or third?
This is the second.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So this is the second or three. The first one in Anchorage or Juneau?
First one was in Juneau.
Juneau. So then Fairbanks and the final one in Anchorage. Do you know that day? Just sort of curious.
They can go to dunleavyevents.com, find out prices, tickets, availability, and all of that.
All right. It's the Dunleavy Inauguration 2022, and it's the prayer breakfast, and it's happening this Saturday at the Westmark Hotel Gold Room, and, you know, 813 Noble. You've been here for years. You know where the Westmark is. You know where the Gold Room is. It's a beautiful setup there. And you can get your tickets. If you haven't gotten your tickets yet, it's dunleavyevents.com. That's dunleavyevents.com. And from what I'm looking right here, it's about $50.
That's correct.
That is correct. And they do have some seats left. So this will be fun. It'll be a community event lasting for about,
I guess, an hour and 15 minutes, probably.
Hour and 15 minutes. And then, and of course, you know, the governor will speak.
Yes. And the lieutenant governor also.
And the lieutenant governor, and along with the community prayer choir. Now we got Tommy G on top. Oh, this is going
to
be good.
Hey, we got ROTC from the university coming to do the color presentation. I mean, it's just an event.
Well, Althea, thank you for stopping by, letting us know about this event happening this Saturday. We are out of time for today. And, I hope I did okay.
So you did a good job.
Just jumping in here. Yeah. We got your Fox News up next.
Absolutely no doubt in my mind. Enough is enough is enough with this guy.
660 AM, KFAR, Fairbanks.
House steers clear. Elisa Brady, Fox News.
As you all know, the Department of Justice is independent, and we will not politically interfere.
Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre rejecting the latest questions about class.